The venerable Vancouver Island Soccer League is facing one of the greatest threats in its 128-year history. The VISL is in turmoil following an explosive letter sent to the board of directors. The letter is dated last Friday and signed by 11 clubs and calls for the resignation of the current executive members of the board and a special general meeting to elect a new interim board of directors to conduct a governance and operational review. Only these steps can restore faith and confidence in the VISL, reads the letter, which was obtained by the Times columnist. Anything less will be insufficient, and the membership will be forced to consider more drastic options for the 2023-24 season, up to and including complete withdrawal from the VISL. The letter demands confirmation of action on the requests by May 5. Signatories clubs to the letter include Vic West, Lakehill, Gorge, Souk, Powell River Villa, Prospect Lake, Saanich Fusion, Wanda Fuca, Cook Street United, Comox Valley United and Campbell River Golden Wings. The VISL features 29 clubs fielding 68 men's teams through Divisions 1-5 and Masters. The 11 signatory clubs field a total of 37 teams in the VISL through all divisions. The letter describes the current board as a toxic environment. VISL Executive Director Vince Greco said, "The board will look at the letter and respond in due time." The letter also states, "Our members have no confidence that the VISL is being run in their best interest. They do not trust that decisions are being made to benefit the league, its membership, or the sport. They do not believe that decisions are made transparently, equitably or without bias. Worst of all, they are afraid of the league administration, and fear retribution." The VISL was established in 1895 and has produced numerous pros and national team players, including three on the Canadian team to the 1986 World Cup. The VISL has a lot of history and is important to a lot of people on the island. "We want a better VISL," said David Laws, president of Vic West, one of signatory clubs of the letter. "We want a different approach and better league." Listed as issues of primary concern in the letter are what is described as a top-down governance and administrative style. Finances are another issue addressed, with the letter claiming, "League fees have continued to increase without transparency or justification." The not-for-profit VISL has a surplus of over $500,000 and yet another fee increase is proposed for this coming season. That money is in the league turf field acquisition fund and sits at between $300,000 to $400,000, and not as listed in the letter, responded Greco. Field rentals are a big part of club expenses. Vic West won the VISL Jackson Cup Championship this season and Laws said it costs about $12,000 each season to run the West's Division I team. "We strive for transparency and work on behalf of the league and its members," said Greco. "Fees are going up because costs are going up for things such as referees." Discipline is another issue addressed in the letter, with the signatories claiming VISL suspensions are excessive. Offenses that in other leagues are punishable by one or two game suspensions are significantly lengthier in the VISL. Multi-game suspensions, including some into double digits, are commonplace. Fines levied by the league for offenses are extensive and punitive. Fines are also issued in an arbitrary manner that leads the members to suspect that they are considered a revenue source and not just the deterrent they are intended to be. Greco said the VISL follows the BC Soccer mandated rules and procedures for cards and suspensions. "I can't speak for other leagues, but we simply follow the BC Soccer rules and apply them," he said. "If you punch someone in the head, or use foul and abusive language, you will get a red card. We have to treat each other respectfully. If not, there are consequences." Greco said he would be shocked if the current executive steps down, but that he welcomes fresh ideas. "Everybody on the board cares about this league, which has been in existence for 128 years. Every year we again have a call out to anybody who wants to help out and to be a part of the solution." Greco was asked about the threat of 11 clubs departing and going their own way next season. "That is their prerogative," he said. The VISL will carry on. CDH Ean saw at TimesColonist.com.